Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Wein, what parsha are we talking about this week?
Elliot, we're talking about Parshas Tetzaveh, and the main theme in Parshas Tetzaveh, I guess, could be summed up by saying clothing makes the man. Because in the Parsha, we discuss the garments of the priesthood, of the Kohanim. So there were four basic garments that the priests wore, made of white linen. It was a hat, a turban type of hat. And there was a tunic. And there were pants. And there was a belt. Added to those four garments were four garments that the high priest wore, which were called the Bigdei Zahav, the golden garments, because of the fact that one of the garments was a golden plate that he wore on his forehead, and on it it said, Kodesh LaHashem, sanctified for God. So his forehead was a pretty busy place because he had this big hat. His tunic was rolled differently than the tunic of the turban, rather. His turban was rolled differently, and then he had his tefillin on his head, and then he had this golden plate on the forehead, and then he wore a long overcoat that had bells on the bottom, so that whenever the Kohen Gadol walked, you could hear him coming. And then he had the choshen and the ephod. The ephod was like an apron type of garment that he wore, and attached to it were the choshen, was the breastplate that had the 12 precious stones upon which were engraved the names of the children of Israel, the tribes of Israel, and which served as the pocket for the Urim V'tumim. The Urim V'tumim was a parchment that was inserted with God's name on it, inserted in the choshen. And then when questions of policy came up, they would stand in front of the high priest, and the prophets were there to interpret, and then the letters would light up and give the answer. We could certainly use an Urim V'tumim today and line up some of our leaders and have the questions decided for them. But these were the basic garments, and this week's Parsha describes these garments, the garments of the Kohen Gadol and the garments of the Kohen Hedyot, of the regular Kohen. And the Talmud teaches us that if they were Mechusar B'gadim, if they didn't have the right garments on, then their service was not acceptable in the temple.
Now, with the theme being that the clothes make the man, could you talk a little bit about religious or Orthodox dress today? And I, as listening to you with the litany of the things that the Kohen Gadol was supposed to wear, and knowing the climate in Eretz Yisrael, I'm just wondering if he wasn't a bit warm, especially in July and August.
Well, the temple was air conditioned. It had a it had a natural air conditioning. The rabbis tell us that the winds that blew then in Jerusalem were such that it didn't even need street cleaners, but that every afternoon the wind came and cleaned off the temple grounds completely. But you're right. It certainly is true. You see observant Jews wearing long black cloaks and black hats in the hot Jerusalem summer in July and August. So it's a little incongruous. Those garments naturally are from Eastern Europe. But throughout Jewish history, garments were always important. Jews dressed, first of all, they dressed modestly, modestly meaning that they their bodies were covered. And secondly, they dressed in a way that made them be identified as Jews. They did not adopt a foreign dress, and even when they did adopt foreign dress, they always had special dress for the Sabbath, special clothing for the holidays, big day Shabbat, big day Yom Tov. That was all part of Jewish tradition and remains so until today. And in our informal world where clothing, there are almost no rules left for clothing, you know, like a casual Friday in the business place, etc. I come from a world where I remember that the technicians that used to come to repair my IBM typewriters wore white shirts and ties and suits. The technician, IBM required it, and so the concept of casual Friday is a little lost to me. But the dress was always important, and dress said something about the person, it said something about the place that you worked in, it said something about yourself. And I think that that's why the garments of the Kohanim had that quality to it, that if you weren't dressed properly, then you couldn't work, and I didn't care who you were.
So in Judaism, dress is also part of the spiritual putting yourself in the proper frame of mind.
You've got it. That's absolutely true. And it's part of the honor of the Sabbath, for instance, to have Sabbath clothing. I remember when our children were little, so we always said, well, you know, this is your Shabbos shoe. These are your Shabbos shoes, or this is your Shabbos dress, or this is your Shabbos shirt. So it was baked within a child, the idea that Shabbos is a special day because you didn't wear that shirt any other day, or you didn't wear that dress any other day, and you didn't wear those shoes any other day. And I remember our children were so... it was so imbued within them that they would walk into a shoe store and say, you know, I want to buy a pair of Shabbos shoes. The clerk looked at him like he was nuts. He said, what kind of brand is that? You know, Shabbos shoes.
Right.
But if you a good pair of shoes were Shabbos shoes, right? And then in the middle of the week, you wear loafers or gym shoes or Nikes or whatever else you wanted to wear. But that's not Shabbos shoes. So that's the idea, and that's the idea that comes through in this parsha. And I'm very glad, Elliot, to see that you've got a tie and a shirt and a jacket on, right? I'm the only one here dressed informally. Josh is dressed for the occasion. So,
well, thank you very much, Rabbi Wein, and I will bring my tie with me for our next program.
Okay.
You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.